Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Former State Senator Diane Wilkerson is back in court today, almost 2 years after she was arrested on federal corruption charges. At her first court appearance in October 2008, Wilkerson pleaded not guilty. Today, she's expected to change that plea to guilty. WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis is in the studio with us for more on what's going on and why. Good morning, Bianca.
Good morning, Bob.
So it's an about-face for Wilkerson, clearly, since she's maintained up till now that she's been innocent of corruption charges. In fact, she accused the U.S. attorney of arresting her so that she wouldn't be reelected. What's happening, and why is she changing her plea? What do we know?
Well, we know that Diane Wilkerson faced decades in prison for her charges and also fines of hundreds of thousands of dollars. So presumably she'll get a lesser sentence by pleading guilty. But we still don't know the details of her plea agreement. Wilkerson's attorney, Max Stern, won't tell reporters, you know, what she's pleading to or whether she'll be sentenced to prison. She was also scheduled to go on trial later this month, and it was likely to be a very high-profile trial and a very withering trial. So this way, she'll also avoid that.
When she was arrested in 2008, she was accused of taking $23,000 in bribes for securing a liquor license and for paving the way for a real estate development in Roxbury. It wasn't the start of her troubles, but it was shocking since Wilkerson was once considered a rising star in the Democratic Party.
That's right. She started as a lawyer for the NAACP. She was elected to the state Senate in 1993 to represent Roxbury in the South End. And for a lot of that time, she was the only African-American in the Senate. She championed lots of liberal causes, and she became the darling of the gay rights movement because she was out front fighting for gay marriage, even when the black pastors in her district were fighting against it. But her political future started to dim when she got in trouble for federal tax evasion and had other financial problems that made it into the news. So it was clear she wouldn't go higher than state Senate, but voters kept electing her over and over again for her state Senate seat. And that was until, you know, 2008, when she was defeated in the primary by Sonia Chang Diaz. And Wilkerson, who, never gave up, was trying to run as an independent for that seat. And that's when she was arrested.
And now this guilty plea coming later today, that's the expectation. What's the reaction so far out there from other politicians and from Diane Wilkerson's friends?
To be honest, people in office really don't want to talk about her. I think that people consider her somewhat toxic. And the friends I've spoken with say they hope this guilty plea will help Wilkerson move on. Since she resigned from the Senate, people say Wilkerson has languished. She hasn't been able to get a job, and she's been living with her two adult sons. So people think she'll be able to put the case behind her sooner this way by, you know, giving a guilty plea.
And what about Chuck Turner, the Boston City Councilor, who's also facing corruption charges on his own? What's up with him?
Right. Turner is accused of taking $1,000 for helping secure the same liquor license that Wilkerson was allegedly working on. A few months ago, at his request, a judge separated his case from Wilkerson's, which is good for Turner. He says he was very surprised that she is pleading guilty. Here's Turner talking to a WCVB reporter last night.
I'm not guilty. The cases have been severed.
And there's no way you'll ever vote. You'll plead guilty.
Oh. When hell freezes over.
Turner says he looks forward to his day in court, and that's scheduled for October.
Okay, WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis joins us this morning. Stay with WBUR today and WBUR.org as we bring you the latest on Diane Wilkerson's appearance in court today and her expected guilty plea. WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis, thanks a lot.
Thank you.